Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show, living off with a variety talk show whose only mission to is to empower you.
That were only gonna bring me to my knees. And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of sent this home to her right from the beginning, that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in today. My guest today, Donick S. Calls, is a veteran journalist, publicist, author, and businessman. In his career, he has worked as an editor, reporter, and freelance journalist, having published hundreds of articles in 75 newspapers, magazines, and dozens of websites. As a journalist, his writings range from business, personal development, health, high-tech, to government subjects. As a publicist, his clients have been covered in such major media as USA Today, The New York Times, and CNN, just to name a few, as well as hundreds of TV and radio shows, newspapers, magazines, and websites. Donick S. Calls is the co-author of Power Persuasion, Using Hypnotic Influence to Win in Love, in Life, Love, and Business. He's also the author of You Can Be Famous, Inside Secrets to Getting Free Publicity. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how's the weather in Atlanta?
Oh, it's raining.
Well, it's warm and sunny. Warm and sunny in California.
Wow, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've had some spring days, but lately it's been raining the past couple of days, so. But we can't complain. What other states are going through.
Yeah, complaining never helps.
No. Not with weather or our personal life.
No.
I've seen a lot of people when it comes to publicity who may not be able to afford a publicist attempt to do their own press releases and stuff like that. But I think that there's a misunderstanding of what the difference in advertising and publicity is. Could you explain the difference?
Yeah, at its most basic level, advertising is something that you pay for, and publicity is something that you get for free. But there are more distinctions that in advertising, you control the exact message because you're paying for it. You also control the size of the message. For example, you might want a quarter of a page in a newspaper or half a page, or maybe on TV or radio, a 30-second spot or a 60-second spot. You control the exact message, but it doesn't have as much credibility as publicity. Publicity is where you're actually creating news or information for people. You don't pay for it, but then again, you don't control the exact message. But if you keep in mind what is it you're trying to accomplish and have certain points that you want to get across, you usually can get across about 90 to 99% of what you'd like people to understand about you or your organization. And perhaps the most important distinction is that publicity has much more credibility than an ad. People recognize an ad; they know what it is. It's you hyping yourself, but with publicity, somebody else is saying something good about you, hopefully something good about you. So that, again, it has much more credibility and is much more useful in the long run.
Now, a lot of people, like maybe authors and stuff like that, of course we understand that they need publicity. Many people think that publicity is strictly for large corporations such as Microsoft for the entertainment business, who else should be considered doing some publicity themselves, and why?
Well, just about anybody has a message that they want to get out or a product to sell. Small businesses to mid-sized businesses can benefit from publicity, and they should use it because, again, it's very cost-effective. As you mentioned, entertainers, authors, but also nonprofits, such as charities and schools. Even if you work for somebody else, you can use the techniques in my book to help make yourself more known and hopefully in these times make yourself more employable because people know your name, and they equate everybody equates name recognition with skill and ability. There's not necessarily any correlation between these things, but generally, when people know your name, they tend to trust you more because you tend to be a known entity or a known quantity in their minds. So just about anybody that works, has a business, has an art form that they're trying to promote can benefit from publicity.
So like a expert in a specific field to have a service to offer, and whether it's psychology or something like that.
Exactly, an accountant, a lawyer, just about anybody can benefit from this. And they should, again, they should try because it's there, it's free. It takes a little bit of effort, a little bit of creativity, a little bit of knowledge and understanding of how the media work. But, yes, just about anybody can benefit from publicity.
Now, what is the different types of fame?
Well, there is, of course, international fame, like the Paris Hiltons or Madonna, but you don't necessarily want that kind of fame. One, it tends to be kind of negative, and two, it can create a lot of hassles for you in your life to have people chasing you down the street with cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But there are more effective uses of fame, such as you could be famous in your hometown. You could be famous in your industry. You could be famous among your peers if you have if you're in a profession of some kind. You can be famous in your school, your college. Many different kinds of fame that you can aspire to, and they're much more useful and practical than the type of Paris Hilton fame.
What type of what should people consider before they even begin to do a publicity campaign?
Well, first of all, is what is your goal? What are you trying to accomplish? It shouldn't be just to merely be famous and just shoot out press releases and see what sticks and see who will interview you. You should have a definite purpose in mind because this will shape your entire publicity campaign. And so, first of all, ask yourself, maybe even put it on paper, what do I want this to accomplish and why? So one, it gives you a focus, and two, it gives you the motivation as to why you should do this, because it takes effort to get publicity. I wrote this book and just to help people get publicity if they don't have the money to hire somebody. But it does take work and imagination and perseverance. So you need to have a why in the back of your mind. Why do you want to do this, and what do you hope to get out of it?
So what are the best types of stories to pitch?
Well, the media loves certain types of stories. One of the ones that they love are stories where you're helping someone else, such as volunteering to help a charity. Another type of story is a survey story. I know a gentleman, for example, named Malcolm Kushner, who is a Fortune 500 consultant, and every year for several years he did what he called the Cost of Humor Index. He would call up a bunch of stores, say, how much is rubber chicken, how much is the funny glasses with a big nose and mustache, and so on. And he would write this down, and then he would write a press release and send it out to the media, and he got national publicity and a lot of news shows and late-night talk shows simply because it was so unusual and interesting and entertaining. So another type of story you might promote is anytime you or your organization has gotten an award of some kind, reached a milestone, say you sold your 100,000th car, or you've hired your 500th employee. So any milestones make good types of stories. If you have an interesting background or an interesting or unique approach to doing your business, these can be the types of stories that media like to promote. So there's a wide range of stories, and there are a lot of them in the book, and I don't want to bore you with all of them, but those are some of the key ones that people can use to get started.
Oh, no, you're not boring me at all.
What
should people avoid when planning a campaign?
Well, I think the first thing to avoid One is avoid going to the wrong media. One thing people tend to do is they tend to shotgun their publicity and just shoot it out to everywhere. Any type of media outlet that they find, they just tend to go out and say, well, let me hit this guy, this guy, this guy. But you're wasting your time, and you're also creating a bad name for yourself in the media. Because say if you've got a small business and you have a software company, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you send it out to, if you buy a large media list and includes thousands and thousands of media people, you're going to send your release to the sports writers, to the real estate writers, to the health writers. They don't care about what you have to do. They cover their own beats.
Right.
So you want to avoid the shotgun approach. And two, you want to avoid hype. Don't say anything that's not true. I mean, you want to promote yourself. But if you say something that's not true and that you can't prove, they're going to call you on, you end up getting negative publicity.
So they need to know who their audience is.
Exactly. Know who your audience is. And you have to use two audiences. One is the media themselves, and two are the readers of the paper or the viewers of the TV show, etc.
So aside from the fame,
uh-huh,
what are other, and I think you already kind of touched on it, but what are the other benefits of being famous?
Well, for example, if you have a product, you can sell more of your product or your service, and usually for a higher fee, because again, people equate fame with skill and credibility. Again, there's no correlation whatsoever. You can be the best at what you do, and if the guy down the street does the very same thing, but he knows how to work the media, he's going to get more publicity, he's going to get more clients, more customers. You can also bring customers back to you. If you had customers before and lost them for some reason, it can help bring them back. If you're looking for a job, it can help you get a job because, again, oh, I know who this guy is. Let's call him in for an interview and see what he's got. Now, it can help you, again, achieve status in your profession. If you've got a company and you're looking for employees, up until recently with this bad economy, when you're looking for employees, it can attract them to your company. It can help you raise money for your cause, your organization, help you become recognized as an expert in your field. Again, if you have a job, it can make you the go-to person at your company, which means recognition, status, achievement, and the opportunity for promotion. It can help improve your social life. You know, famous people generally tend to be more popular. If you got a book that you want to write, it can help you get a book deal. Because when publishers consider publishing somebody's book, they think about, well, how can this person attract buyers for this book? Because the book is a product. So if you've got a degree of fame, it can help you sell a book. If you've got a book out, it can help you promote it. If you're an entertainer or an artist, say you've got a band, it can help you promote your band, help you get more gigs, sell more of your CDs, etc. So there are many benefits to fame, and they're all for practical purposes, not for ego purposes.
Right. What should someone never say to a journalist?
One of the most important things to never say to a journalist is, can I read your story before you run it? It's an absolute insult, because what you're saying is, I don't trust you to do your job. So journalists almost never will let you look at a story before it's published or before it's out on TV, et cetera. Now, there are some exceptions to this. One of them is what they call trade papers. These are papers for specific industries. They exist to promote the and benefit their members. So if you're within that community and you're dealing with a trade publication, or generally a small community newspaper, they'll sometimes be flexible because they want to help you out. But again, with most of the media, you never, ever say, can I read your story before it's out? Another thing you should almost never say to them is, hey, I'm an advertiser. You should do a story on me. You owe me a story. It just turns off a journalist, and they won't do a story whatsoever. Again, with the exceptions of trade publications and community papers. So those are a couple of things that you should, like I say, almost never say to a journalist.
Now, when pitching, they have all that together, and they're pitching to try to get on a radio show or a TV show, but they may feel a little intimidated.
Uh-huh.
What are some key things they can do to prepare for the interview?
Okay. Again, consider, what is your message? What's the key message that you want to get across? And then think about maybe 3 to 5 points or elements of that message that are important that you want to write down so that they're clear in your mind and help you remember them. And practice. Get a friend to help to call you up and pretend to be doing a, like we're doing right now. You're interviewing me on the phone. Have a friend call you up with some questions and practice answering the questions, and then record it. Hear how you sound and make corrections, and then practice it again, because as they say, practice makes perfect. So practice, practice, practice. If you're thinking of going on TV, have somebody record videotape you so you can see how you sit, how you gesture, maybe how the expressions on your face. You might find things that you think tend to be a little embarrassing, so you can correct these before you actually do go on a TV show. So as they say, practice makes perfect. It's a cliche, but it definitely is the way to go.
And I think, too, it's natural to get nervous.
Yeah.
So what are some tips that or advice that you can share as far as the nervous part? And I know part of it is to be prepared.
Right.
But what are some other things that they can do to kind of ease their nerves?
Okay, now we're getting a little bit outside the realm of publicity, but it's a very good question, because people can tend to get stage fright.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to actually be a professional hypnotist, and I used to help people with performance, you know, athletes and self-confidence and things of this nature. So what I would say is visualize in your mind doing the interview. Imagine yourself being very capable and skilled, entertaining, informative. So actually practice it in your mind. You've probably heard this yourself, your visualization, and athletes do this. Entertainers do this. They actually see yourself performing the way that you would like to perform, you know, in your mind, and you actually will tend to be that way, and it can help ease your concerns and your nervousness. Hope that makes sense.
Yes, it do. As I mentioned in the introduction, you have a book, You Can Be Famous, Inside Secrets to Getting Free Publicity.
Uh-huh.
Could you tell us a little bit about the book?
Okay, well, the book, first of all, it talks about some of the things that we've mentioned in terms of why you should be famous and the various types of fame. But then it goes on with, it's a very hands-on book, very easy to read, a lot of people have said. And it tells you who the media outlets are, how to find them, how the media are organized. Because it's important to understand your target market. You need to understand how the media is organized, and there's a chapter on that. There's a chapter on how to actually write for the media. It helps you learn how to write good press releases. It's critical to have a good press release. Press release should be written in newspaper style. It should be written what they call the inverted pyramid, which is you start with the most important thing at the top and you work down your way to the most least important. It talks about other tools such as a bio or a biography, other elements that you can have in your press kit. That tells you how what a day in the life of a journalist is like and how they think and how they act, what they're looking for. There's a chapter on the types of stories that they most want. There's a chapter on how to get on radio and how to perform on radio. A chapter on TV, how to get on national talk shows. There's even an element in there on how to get on Oprah. And there's also a chapter on, which you touched on already, is on the public speaking, how to find places to speak. Such as local organizations. It tells you how to write a great speech, and if you have a fear of public speaking, there's even a section in there on how to overcome the fear of public speaking. So it was a great question that you came up with a moment ago. And let's see, there's also a chapter in which I ask a series of questions to journalists, specifically about their likes and don't likes about being approached. So it actually takes you really deep inside the minds of journalists, how they think and how they act. And I'm getting some very good response to the book and some good reviews. So I appreciate you asking that. That's some of the things that people can get out of the book.
And in addition to the books that you offer, what services do you offer?
Well, I do consulting and coaching and dealing with the media. I also write press releases and press kits. And pretty soon I'm going to be offering a list of radio shows that people can contact to do exactly what we're doing, you know, promote themselves on radio. So, but primarily writing press kits and consulting and coaching.
Wow. Where can people go to find out more information about you, the books, and the services that you offer?
Okay, the book is called You Can Be Famous, Insider Secrets to Getting Free Publicity. The book is on Amazon and most of the larger bookstores. But you don't have to remember the whole title. If you remember You Can Be Famous, be pretty easy to find. My website is your, Y-O-U-R, powerpublicity.com. So it's your powerpublicity.com. My email address is Dan, D-A-N, at yourpowerpublicity.com. So these are the best places to find me.
Thank you so much. And,
well, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
And enjoy the California weather.
I'm enjoying the California, but I don't want to give out my specific address. But I'm what they call Silicon Valley. I'm looking outside my window. I can watch the computers growing out in the fields.
Wow. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for sharing this information with us. And I'm also going to add your information on the blog that I do, too, so they can contact you and find out more information about the book.
Well, thank you, Phil. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, no. You're fine.
Well, great. Well, Yvonne, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with your listeners, and I hope that they find benefit from it.
And that website, again, is yourpowerpublicity.com.
Yourpowerpublicity.com. And the book is called You Can Be Famous. It's a longer title, but if you just remember that part, You Can Be Famous, you can find the book on Google and the other top bookstore websites and at the stores themselves.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
No matter who pushes me, I know I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you for tuning in to the Yvonne Pierre Show. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to let us know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit us at www.hyhradio.com. Remember to keep God first, know that you are blessed, and always be true to yourself. I love you. God loves you. Thank you for listening.